envision three female attorneys coming together to have our voices heard. Each of us would have different opinions, different passions, different backgrounds, and different views. Although we are different and unique, we are able to come together to discuss our experiences, navigating through the legal profession and this thing called life. Now, the vision has come alive, and we invite you each and every week to listen to us as we talk about what's trending in the news and our legal insights. Tackle real life issues that affect not only us as attorneys, but us as women of color. Disclaimer: this podcast is intended to provide entertainment and general information. The information provided and the views given are not intended to constitute legal advice and should not be relied upon as legal representation. All views expressed on this podcast are our own and do not represent the opinions of any entity whatsoever we are affiliated with now or will be affiliated with in the future. Hey guys, it's your girl Brandy and we are back. I hope everybody had a good Valentine's Day. Hope they show some love and spread love around. And before we get started, let me introduce my girls to my left.
Hi guys, it's Taria. How's everyone doing? How was Valentine's Day? Not Valentine's Day, but Valentine's Day.
But I want it to be Valentine's.
Of course you do.
To my right.
Hey, this is Sam, guys. And because it's Black History Month, if y'all want to say Valentine's, y'all can.
It's two okay. Against one. Score. Well, again, we hope everybody had a good Valentine's Day and did share some love. And we are definitely still in Black History Month. So, you know, let's keep supporting us. Well, it's Black History 366 days of the year. But let's just keep, you know. It's leap year.
Oh, no wonder why it's dragging on.
It's leap year.
Oh, I thought you just didn't know your numbers.
I knew it was something weird going on there. But
yeah, it's 29 days this month. Oh, so let's get started. So basically what we're going to talk about today, the docket of the day is what's the 411 on student loan forgiveness. I know everybody has heard, you know, I don't know if you read it, but I know, have y'all heard that Trump is trying to, his new proposal budget could possibly get rid of the student loan forgiveness program?
Yes. I have.
So are we familiar with it or, well, are y'all in any, first of all, let's put it out there.
No.
Do we have student loans?
Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh. Are you breathing?
Yeah, I have enough. I like to call my student loans my summer home.
That I never, ever, ever got to see.
It's an invisible summer home.
I call it my house and car that I didn't get.
Okay. Yeah,
it's my house and car. Yeah. That's my student loans. Your student loans got a nickname?
It does not. It's just there. Right. There's no sense in making it a nickname. It is what it is. I have them.
I also like to call some student loans my baby mama because I pay like it's child support.
And you never see your child, though, do you?
Never. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Now that is the best. I'm so sorry, guys. That was hilarious.
It's the same thing. If I don't pay them, they suspend my license.
You go to jail.
I go to jail. Can't get nothing. Can't buy nothing. Sally is like my baby mama. You know, I can relate.
Yep, that's a good way. Okay, so did you know that today's student loan debt is the second highest category of consumer debt after mortgages? And the average student loan debt is about $29,000 per borrower.
Oh, okay. Shocking. Not.
I mean, listen, I'm still not affected by that number because my number looks way higher than that.
Right.
So for the people that have $29,000, I'm sorry.
For the people that have $29,000, you don't need to be worried about the student loan debt. I said it wrong. This student loan forgiveness program. If I had $29,000 student loan debt, it would already be paid off. That's just me.
Well, I'm just saying, all student loan debt, even if it's $29,000, that's still, you're still starting off in the red. That still sucks. Especially if you like went to DeVry or something.
But I don't think you think people from DeVry
have they're like more expensive. That's why when I buy,
they're not more expensive. But
no, I'm saying like those like ITT Tech in those schools, like Obama shut those down when he was in administration because they were like as expensive as a four-year degree.
Well, yeah, because University of Phoenix had to pay back their students because they were overcharging their tuition.
I just need LSU to have to pay back some people.
I just want to know, tell me something. If I'm paying the same amount for online school and you don't have, like, a real campus, what are we doing? What are we doing?
What are you doing for going?
Right. But what are we doing?
Y'all is on 10 today.
I'm sorry.
Student loan, it rolls up some extra stuff.
It does.
Didn't know that was there.
It does.
We need to release that.
It gets you feisty.
Y'all is on 10. Behind student loan. We still need to come on back okay. to student loan.
Loan forgiveness.
Forgiveness and student loan debt.
Forgive me, Lord.
So, basically, the question is, like, what is student loan forgiveness program? Y'all know what it is? Are y'all part of a student loan forgiveness program?
I think so.
Like income-based repayment?
Yeah, I think I'm on income-based.
I'm not the one where 10 years from now they're just going to wipe it away unless I write checks. Mm-mm. I don't
that's
have that.
That's not that.
That's the
income-based is you got a good 20 to 25 years.
That's income.
And then they'll just count it even, whatever you haven't paid off. We'll call it done. If you're still alive.
Maybe. So basically, the student loan program is a federal program that forgives federal student loans for borrowers who are employed full-time, so more than 30 hours, in eligible federal, state, or local public service jobs, or a 501c3 nonprofit. And they have made 120 eligible on-time payments. So, can't skip a month, don't put in deferment or forbearance. You made 120 payments, and you've done it for 10 years. And you have to work for a federal, state, or local government or a nonprofit. So, that includes teachers. That includes, like, the company that I work for is a nonprofit. We can apply for student loan forgiveness programs. Public servants, can apply.
But that's for the 10-year program. That's not for the 25-year plan,
right,
people. So you can be in a different, I think it's income-based, fixed interest. What's the other one where it like has
we have a
rising interest, you know, where it like increases so much?
So I actually have an article on that. We're going to show that later. Okay. But it has an article of all the different student loan forgiveness programs.
Right.
But this one in particular, we're talking about the 10-year program, that after 10 years, if you made 120 payments and if you work for a nonprofit or a federal, state, local government, then you can apply for student loan forgiveness. Sounds great, huh? Sounds real good.
I think that if you work for the federal government, you shouldn't be able to get forgiveness. Their salaries, at least for attorneys, they're pretty decent.
Exactly.
Yeah, they are.
If they're not letting the private sector people do it,
why should the federal government do it?
Yeah, but
they make a good amount of money.
Yeah.
I can see the state attorneys because I see their salaries a little bit lower, you know.
Correct.
But the federal government,
the U.S., yeah, they make good money.
But I'm only looking at one side, right? So, I guess if you went to school and then you work at the post office.
Right.
Then, seriously, you may not be able to.
But you work, on that level, yeah.
Right.
But, I guess attorneys, we know because we've all probably seen it before, attorneys with the federal government, they start out making like six figures, so they make
correcto
good money.
Correcto mundo.
And their benefits are good.
Great benefits.
Yeah.
So call me Fed government attorneys, please. We need
USA
to talk.
USAGovJobs.gov.
Yeah. Yes, please.
So the purpose of the student loan forgiveness basically is to assist with the repayment of federal student loans. And private student loans are not included. So if you took out a loan, like I took out a bar loan for the bar, that's not included in student loan forgiveness.
Right.
Or those that even if you were in undergrad and you took out a private loan to pay for your tuition, that's not included.
Right.
Now, some can be possibly consolidated. You can try to see if you can consolidate it with your federal loans.
That's tricky, though.
It is very tricky.
Because you can lose that low interest rate.
Right. And yes, because it can shift to a variable interest rate instead of a fixed interest rate.
Right. What's the difference?
Between fixed and variable?
Yep.
Fixed is set at the interest rate at the time you got the loan, and variable goes up and down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Usually I like fixed. I've always liked fixed.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I like to know how much interest I'm not paying.
And so, again, the requirements for the student loan forgiveness program is you have to work in a public service. Like, that's one. When you're applying for student loan forgiveness, so the 10-year program to try to get your loans forgiven in 10 years, you have to, there are requirements. And like I said, one of them is you have to work in public service. Two, you have to complete employment verification. So your job got to verify that you work in public service.
Right.
Three, you have to enroll in an income-driven program. So those that we were talking about, and we're going to show them later, you have to be in one of those type of programs in order to qualify for the 10-year one. Four, you have to consolidate your direct student loans. So I don't know when y'all consolidated under the federal government. They have, there's, it's actually called direct student loans. And when you were consolidating like your undergrad, say with your law school, they were the direct consolidation student loan program sends you a form for you to fill out. That's what they're talking about. They're actually called direct student loans. I don't know if you paid attention to the name of it. He went from nail neck to like direct.
Yeah, I see that when I do my
I see it, but again,
right? It's so many. It's like you keep scrolling.
Like, I don't qualify. It don't matter.
Right.
I Trump. Okay, but let's talk about because I have questions about the other
right. Okay,
I want to talk about the other people that are gonna help me out.
But see, here's the thing. Here's the myth that people. Not the myth. Yes. Here is the myth. Here's what people are not talking about. And everybody gets so upset with Trump. Just because it says your loans will be forgiven in 10 years, 99% of people who apply get denied. They only accept a very small few for loan forgiveness.
Let me tell you something. If I worked making state employee money for 10 years,
nonprofit
thinking that I was going to get my loans forgiven and I don't get accepted, somebody gonna have to see me. Like, I mean, I'm at the White House. Like I'm gonna take a White House tour. Trump, I mean, I'm screaming. Trump, excuse me.
What Trump trying to get rid of it under his new
budget? Excuse me, Mr. Trump man. You know, I'm trying to make America great again too.
Well, I heard it's even more than just the student loan forgiveness. I was reading something that it's also the subsidized student loans as well that he's trying to eliminate.
Trump should get rid of bankruptcy.
About five.
You know, that's his favorite thing to file.
That's why he can cut down the student loans.
You can't put your student loans in bankruptcy.
You know, that's part of the debt.
No. But Trump love a bankruptcy, so I say if we get rid of student loan forgiveness, let's get rid of bankruptcy. So whenever you finish with your term, you can't file no more.
Then he ain't finishing his term. You know that, right?
Right. So can we have an article that talks about Trump's budget that may affect the student loans. We're going to pull that up because it does. It talks about not just student loan forgiveness.
You're right.
So there's other things. So basically his budget requests $66.6 billion of education funding. That was like it's decreased from 7.8%. So this budget will possibly eliminate the subsidized student loan debt. So they will no longer pay the interest cost on federal loans. They will eliminate the public service loan forgiveness debt, meaning, you know, if you are a public servant on time payments of 120, your loan will be forgiven. He's also trying to do budget limits for the Parent PLUS loans and the Graduate PLUS loans. And he's also trying to... I think that was it.
No, it says student loan repayment change. Well, I guess.
I mean, you can still get student, but that's when it goes back to you have to find a different income-based like payment. So they're not getting rid of all the student loan program.
Yeah, so that one.
You're just getting rid of.
So number four is not bad.
Right. You still have options. You just won't be, your loan probably won't be forgiven.
How about this, though? The budget also expands eligibility for Pell Grants, supports the borrower defense rule, and provides discretionary funding
for HBCUs.
For historically black colleges and
that's why I wanted to show this article because of that. So it's like, okay, it may affect the subsidized loans and it may affect student loan forgiveness, but at the same time, this budget is helping for HBCUs and Pell Grants. So which that's what I
don't have anything to do with. Moi.
Yeah, but it's still...
It's a good thing for the HBCUs.
Yeah, but what about the black kids who, like, I don't know, all of us who didn't go to HBCUs. Like, oh,
but
yeah.
You're not even in the student loan forgiveness program.
I'm not. But it's saying for people like me who did not choose to go to HBCU, it's kind of going to be harder for me to borrow money.
You trying to borrow money now?
Not me, but I'm saying students that are going to be borrowing money that want to go to LSU or Stephen F. Austin or Baylor, it's going to be harder for them to borrow money. So then someone's going to say, hey, kid, you know what? You can't afford Baylor. However, have you tried TSU?
That's, yeah.
Like, which is nothing wrong with TSU, but if that's not where you want to go, but they're going to give you, they're going to give HBCUs more money, borrowers
well, they're
more money.
Most of them were federally funded anyway, or paid or through the government.
Right. But so, didn't you say they're going to limit the amount of federal funding?
They're giving them more money than what they used to in the past. I don't have an argument for it. I'm just showing what the article says.
Just saying. We need to have equal. What is this really doing? What are we really doing with this?
It sounds like he's saying, if you want that education, you want those federal government funds, go back with your own people and we'll give you whatever you need.
Okay. Well, you know.
And I heard it's a really great experience if you go to HBCU. So
heard that too.
I think it just depends on the person. But I don't, I mean, whether you want to go to HBCU or not, I think that that should be the person's option.
I agree. Instead of not, forced into it because you're cutting the budget.
Right. But I think also, you know, looking back, I would change how I approached college, in which college I picked. Because obviously I wanted to go to my dream school, right? But I should have approached it more so from a fiscally wise mindset. Like, I just went to Baylor and I just fell in love. And I was like, oh my goodness, it's Christians here. Everyone's so kind. They have Dr. Pepper floats. Like, this is, the class size is small, which is all great. But I didn't really pay attention to, it's $36,000 a year, you know. I got to go here for 4 years.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, to so talk back to yourself again.
Yeah, it's like to younger self.
So my undergrad wasn't that expensive. I went to a state school. So mine wasn't that expensive. But law school was like, oh, Lord Jesus.
Right.
Do we like being a lawyer?
Yeah, you know, I think being a lawyer is rewarding. However,
I still want that.
I passed up some scholarships that I probably should have maximized on. Mm-hmm. All because this facade of the dream school, which my sister-in-law, she's in law school now, which I hope she's not listening because she's probably embarrassed. But when she was applying, I was like, look, don't be falling for this dream school stuff. Who's giving you money?
Right.
You need to
That's
know
what we need to tell everybody.
Who is and making it rain?
And listen, the takeaway is, since this, if this budget passed, because it still has to go through the House and and has to pass by the Senate, so it hasn't been passed. It's just a proposal, or he may do executive order. But anyway, it still has to be approved by Congress. So if it hypothetically get approved, y'all might, if you're looking to go to school, make them grades.
Well,
search for them scholarships.
Okay, that's one. But we still do have an election.
We do.
Vote.
And
vote.
I think some Americans are already just ready and acknowledging the fact that Trump is going to get back in. But there's some candidates out there that have their own plan as to what to do with this debt.
So Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren have their plan.
Correct. And I think that the extra parts in there about the repayment change plan and then the Pell Grant issue, that he brought those in to counteract Bernie and Elizabeth Warren's plans.
Right.
And so it's not like there is no pressure from these other candidates to cause him to change what he originally wanted to do. And so there's still time. I mean, Bernie's plan is amazing. And
break down Bernie's plan.
He's going to just wipe out everything. All 1.6 trillion. He's like, just get rid of it. And I believe in that. And I believe
that. Did
he say
how?
It don't matter. Just delete. It's not like we don't just make up money.
Wake
every
up in
day.
The morning. Well, you know, I'm gonna put it on the altar on that because
I mean, because if I woke up one day and he said it's done,
I was disappointed with
girl. I run around a church
with Andrew Yang. He you know, he conceded and decided that he was going to bow out. And I really wanted my extra $50,000 a year. I didn't know where he was going to get it from. I didn't know if he knew a leprechaun or what. But I really wanted it, which would have helped me pay off my student loans.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why I like Bernie's, because Bernie's is the easiest.
Right.
He's just going to get rid of it. Elizabeth, on the other hand, I went back and looked at her plan. I was really, you know, team Warren, because, you know, she's a woman and she had my student debts in her mind. Then I read what she was going to do. Mm-hmm. And I realized.
Did you use the calculator on her website?
I didn't even want to, because I realized at that point that I was.
Right.
I had some issues.
So can you tell our listeners what Warren was trying to do?
Warren is only going to give you a humble $50,000, which is good money. Mm-hmm. Right.
Correct.
You get $50,000 if you make less than $100,000 a year. If you make $100,000 to $250,000, then she puts you on a sliding scale. And depending on how much money you get somewhere between $50,000 to zero. Because once you get to $250,000 and a dollar, $250,000 and a dollar, you get $0 from her.
What I say is, they should just take all their student, because it's trillions of dollars, right? Mm-hmm. Just give everyone an equal amount. Hey, man, if everybody just pay, like, find out what the sweet number is, you know? Everybody just paid this amount. Boom. Be done.
Then we should already have paid it then.
No, I'm saying, like, a monthly, like, a reasonable, like, monthly, like, payment. Because what I don't think is right is that, yes, we borrowed this money, but they want to base it on your income. But then it's also like, if you've ever had this experience when you talk to your student loan people, they're unreasonable in like living. It's like, oh, I see where you purchased groceries last week. Did you
mean to do that? Did you mean to eat?
Did you need to eat?
Like, did you need to eat?
Every week? I mean,
you
Jesus.
Could at least waited, like skipped a week. I absolutely
or they
agree.
Just look at your, my issue is, you look at gross income.
Yeah.
And because I make X amount of dollars, and the person I'm talking to on the phone makes less than
way
those
less.
X amount of dollars, they're like, well, you got this. Your payment is $3,000 a month. And it's like, whoa.
Right.
I still have to live. Because I can pay you and live in my car.
How dare you think you had to live?
Right.
But
it's, how dare you?
Or how about when they pull up your credit report and they're like, I see where you purchased a new vehicle. Yes, so I can get to work to pay y'all.
Right. Because if I don't pay y'all, you're going to send me to jail.
Or suspend my license where I can't work to pay y'all. See how she a baby mama? Small fool.
Ooh, that's just ignorant. Well, we do have an article that has four alternatives to student loan forgiveness. So we're going to show that. It's a Forbes article. And if the student loan forgiveness doesn't happen, these are your four different alternatives. Now, it's funny because one of them said bankruptcy. So, again, you cannot put your student loans in bankruptcy.
No, you cannot. So I don't know why that's a thing.
Yeah. But you can enroll in income-driven repayment that's based off your income. You can consolidate your student loans. It's still going to be high.
Well, I guess they say file for bankruptcy because you can discharge everything else.
And just only have your student loans.
Oh, wait. It says that someone in the Navy was granted a student loan discharge.
Because he was imposing undue financial hardship.
Oh, so I guess they can.
There's exceptions to the rule. But as a general rule, you can't put your student loans in bankruptcy.
Right. I mean, if the man was a Navy veteran, he served our country. I don't think that people in the Navy should even, don't they go to school for free?
They should.
Like, come on.
And
if
also,
you served your country.
The last one is
Jesus
just refinance
Christ.
Your student loans. So just trying to negotiate a lower price.
Yeah, how can you if you can barely pay them?
You try to negotiate a lower interest rate.
Yeah, but your credit has to be great.
True. I'm just giving you options.
Yeah, but see how it's like a cycle, right?
It
because
is a cycle.
Your credit has to be good, but when they're considering your credit, they also consider your debt to
income ratio.
Ratio when they're trying to find you a interest rate, but most of your debt is your student loans.
So your debt to
which
income ratio
trying
is high.
To refinance. The man is holding you down.
So in that great segue, what's your latest risk?
You know what? I also heard that you can move to a different country for like 10 years and then they'll.
That's your later rest?
That's not my later rest, but I don't know if it's true or not.
Is that when they go to them countries, like them teachers do that and like work for those, like work for, like, I don't know, the huts and they.
I don't know if like they're the huts, Peace Corps, but some of them work in the Middle East. No, it's not that. It's like some arbitrary rule that, like, if you will agree to like go work in a country or away on a specific country, then you get like your loans forgiven, but you have to be gone for like a while.
So that's at like 2% or 1% that actually gets granted, because 99% of the student loans have been 99% of the applications have been denied.
I really think everyone just fake their deaths. We all just fake our deaths.
What is your later rest? What is your later rest?
I'm always talking about death. You know what I said?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. First episode, how do you want to die? Like, you know what I mean?
Yo, that was getting to know you. You learned a lot about how someone wants
Ladies,
to die.
Ladies, what is your later rest, Samantha?
Okay, no, seriously. Okay, I want to lay to rest this. I want to lay to rest President Trump's policy, this proposed policy, because I don't think it's right. People have already signed up for it, and I think that people need to consider that our generation is affected by student loan debt than any other generation prior, and it needs to be taken seriously. It's a serious issue, and I think that Trump just, quite frankly, doesn't care. I mean, I don't think that we shouldn't pay zero, because obviously it's $1 trillion. So if everybody's just not paying anything, that's $1 trillion gone out the window. But I do think that there needs to be empathy in regards to this situation.
Taria?
I don't know what my late arrest is about this one. Because this is a hard issue, because part of me just wants them just to delete the button, pretend like I just didn't ever do it. And so I guess for mine, it's encouraging students that are coming up. If you do not have a desire to use the degree that you're about to enter college and get, don't go get loans.
Right.
Go get you a technical degree where you can be a plumber or a technician of some sort, and you're making $60,000-$70,000, and the 60 or 70 is clean money because you don't have the loan debt that others have. And so, you know, instead of us pushing people, and I love education, I'm a huge education proponent, but if someone is not made out for school, let's not go push them into debt.
Right.
Already, and you know that they're not going to finish. And so then you're sitting there with $15,000 or $20,000 in debt, and now you don't have a degree, or your degree is not going to get you enough money to pay these debts off. Because at this point, our generation specifically, it's sad. It's we're set back so many years because of this.
It's soul crushing. And let's get rid of this idea of a dream school. Like younger people, if you are out there, it's the same thing as if you cannot afford a Range Rover. All right. If you can't afford to attend the school and you have to borrow to attend the school, but maybe you can afford a school that's a little cheaper, then I would say go with that school or the school that's offering you some money. You can find a happy medium between the school. It may not be your dream school, but it may be a great school and you may end up liking it. But this facade of, oh, it's my dream school, everything's going to be great. You're going to have some dream bills that's going to turn into nightmares. And you won't be able to buy the car you want, the house you want, because the idea is you want to, I'm just going to make all this money when I get out. You're not. You will eventually, but it's not like when our parents went and started the workforce and they were making like decent salaries.
But even if you do make all the money, if you still
it's
have
all going
this,
to student loans.
Yeah, student loan debts. Well, ladies, this was a great conversation for people who said
what was
they
yours?
Didn't. I don't have one.
It was dream schools. Get rid of dream
schools. I mean, basically, it really is. I don't have a lay to rest. It's really just piggyback on either go to technical school or go to a junior college or community college. So, like, don't spend all your money trying to. if college is not your thing, don't let anybody force you into going.
Right. Or early college. My mom is the principal at early college, where you can go to high school and college at the same time. So when you graduate with your associate's degree. So then you can just transfer your credits over.
And it's less. That's good.
And you only go to school for 2 years. Shout out to Tyler Early College.
Cool beans. Thanks for the plug. I got a real quick plug too. So my statement pieces, my necklace and my jewelry was made by my paralegal at my firm. So
I just very nice.
Yeah.
Come through, paralegal.
Yeah, she makes, so I will be displaying hers on different episodes, her pieces.
Okay, wonderful.
Does she have a name?
Her name is Sharon Barclay, and she's an amazing paralegal.
Does she have a business?
She does have a business. I don't have it today. But, because
I did ask her that. She ain't paid for no commercial. So, we don't know the business yet till we see some advertisement.
But I do get free jewelry.
You get free jewelry.
Cut it out.
So,
there's three of us. That's three pieces of jewelry.
Taria, do you have any jewelry?
I do, but it's Zales.
Tiffany's not. Sharon.
Mm. I mean, Tiffany bracelet at home now. But
Sharon.
Two more. I will let her know. She's gonna watch, she's gonna listen to this episode, she would know. So Miss Sharon, I need some more pieces for my girls. It's three of us. So on that note, y'all again, this is your girl Brandy. You can follow me at Brand_Janae.
You can follow me up the street, down the river, up a mountain. Or just on Instagram, Simply Being T. Why not? You never know.
First of all, that is strange. That's stalking. Someone's following you all those places. That is not.
Y'all are on 10 today.
Nah. You can follow me to the White House because
we trying to get them Trump loans deleted.
25 years, if these loans ain't forgiven, I'm about to brat tat tat tat.
In 25
somebody.
Years, he bet he not gonna be in office.
I don't know what's gonna happen. The way things are going, Trump probably didn't change the laws. You can run till you die. It's an appointed seat now.
Bye, Sam.
You can follow us on Instagram at No Further Q. You can follow us on Facebook at No Further Questions. And you can follow us on Twitter at NFQ Pod.
Yes.
Y'all have a good evening.
God bless you.